101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day. Steen here. Scott's here. Backs are sore. We'll tell you about that in a second.
Yeah.
Holy buckets.
Long stretch.
It was, yeah, you doing too much husbandy thing and then trying to golf and me just old.
You got it.
You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, happyhour_SS, at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. The guys, I kindly reminded them today, they are diligently trying to work on the skimmer so I can actually put podcasts up.
That would be delightful.
It is not working currently, so we're working on that for...
Is that an us problem or is that an everywhere problem?
No, I think it's an us. I mean, not an. You can do it from inside here, but to get to it outside of here on a URL is not working.
Gotcha.
So not ideal by any means.
Gotcha.
The station, while we are not on this week, Twins Yankees today. Twins beat the Yankees last night. That's the Yankees' fourth. First game loss in a row in a series. That's not like the Yankees to do that.
No, yeah, I thought they were just full of talent. What's going on?
Yeah, it's baseball, man. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. We get some time today to talk a little baseball about some of the teams that are at the top and some of the teams that are at the bottom. Payroll doesn't always matter. No. It's in baseball, it usually does. Twins Yankees again on Tuesday, then the Twins and Royals on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next week is Tuesday, Wednesday with the White Sox. What's that? Good Lord.
AL East. Obviously the Rays are 20-3. They're in first place.
But you didn't expect the Rays to be there.
No.
At 20-3.
In second place in the AL East is the Orioles at 15-7.
Really didn't think that because of payroll.
Toronto Blue Jays in third at 14-9.
A little bit higher payroll.
And then, Rays are on a 6-game winning streak. Orioles, 7-game winning streak. Blue Jays, 2-game winning streak. And Yankees in fourth place. That means the Red Sox are in last place. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I need something for that one. Come on. Where it's been a while, man. I got to see which one I want to do. Say that. Hold on.
In the AL East, the Red Sox are in last place. Okay, that comes from a Yankees fan. Wow.
Yay!
But the Yankees are in fourth. They're on a two game losing streak.
Right.
They're 5-5 out of the last 10, but they are 13-10.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Royals are still in last in the Central at 5-18. Yeah,
that's not a well-oiled and run machine.
I went to the Wild hockey game Friday night with my Royals fan buddy, and not a lot of rainbows and unicorns in this world when it comes to baseball.
We were both there.
Yes, you were banging the glass.
I was banging the glass.
I was up by the club section.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. We could have roamed because I had our space, nap space up on top on the other side. But man, it's fun being on the glass.
Wow, and it was the game just had such a, because it went into OT.
Oh, yep.
And the Wild lost because it was sudden death. I mean, it just had going. You're like, uh-oh.
Every one of the
goals.
The way that
the Wild was playing, it did not feel,
It didn't
feel like it was a good thing to go to overtime for us.
The Wild was not the aggressors
exactly.
The majority of the time, yes. And the other team was. So
someone I was sitting with said, hey, here's an idea. let's play on the other side of the ice because it was always around our goalie.
It's like when we golf. You know, hey, playing in the fairway is better than playing in the rough.
No. The ball tees up way better in the rough.
And the Wild spent a lot of time in the rough during that game. It was still fun to watch.
Elimination game, but it was fun to watch.
iCubs going to get their baseball game in tonight. It is baseball bingo day and Tuesday. So two for Tuesdays. Tomorrow is Windy City Wednesday with Jethro's Wing Wednesday. Mug Club on Thursday. And fireworks and Iowa Oaks schedule posters.
Yep. We are starting tonight. We are on a 6-game run with the Louisville Bats.
Yep. And then we
have cool hats.
Your Sunday is your normal. Kids run bases, food pantry, kids bike to the ballpark, family fun pack, and Desmione de Des Moines. I think it's a celebration that they're having down there. And hopefully I came within like 35% of getting that correct. Yes. So a lot of things going on with the iCubs.
Latino celebration.
Randy should be in here tomorrow because I have not heard otherwise. So that'll be fun.
What time is the game tomorrow?
12:08.
With games on average going 2 hours and 21 minutes,
he's fine.
He's got plenty of time.
He's fine.
That's right.
All right.
They had a couple day games back to back, if I remember right.
As always, we need to thank our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. We'll talk more about them as we move along. Okay, is Aaron Rodgers your biggest story?
No, not really.
Okay, what's your biggest story then?
You want me to do my recap or what my biggest story is?
Well, tell me what your biggest story is, and then we'll recap.
Well, and my bullet points, because I got my legal pad full of bullet
there
points
you go.
Today. Me is it starts with Colorado. You know, 45,000 people, 42,000 people, whatever, at their spring game. Colorado football, right?
Yep.
Iowa State had their spring ball game. Iowa had the spring ball game. Nebraska, one of their quarterbacks went into the portal after. I'm starting to not to use this as just a couple specific things that popped up, but I mean, is the spring game becoming a showcase?
So that
you can, but I mean, just to start talking about Colorado, good Lord, they had 18.
Right. They had a bunch. I'm
18 on Monday after their spring game going to the portal. That's like 60-61 total that he has to replace before beginning kickoff.
Right.
I know that's by design, by a lot of it for him, because, you know, you're hearing little snippets here and there about it was, you should go to the portal, is what he's telling some of the former players.
Right. And I think that is, I don't think it is a, how did you word it? It's not a showcase.
Right.
It's a, hey, did you guys see this? It's spring game and none of you play. Or you didn't have a very big role. So that's...
No, I'm talking about the people that left.
No, I know. That Deion Sanders was telling those people, hey, you maybe thought that you had a bigger thing going on here,
right.
But you don't. I have people... He told those guys, if you don't come in, the kids that were left at Colorado, that were there before he came.
Right, exactly.
You got some time to work. You got the time to show me what you got. And after the spring game, you'll know where you're at. And a lot of those kids said,
the 60 or 60 plus spots that he has to fill, he's already got the magnets on the board. He knows what's going where.
I have a feeling he does.
Okay.
And I think he can replace people really quick.
Okay. Do you think this little magic, this ball of awesomeness that is getting packed together and thrown into what is called Colorado football, do you think this is actually going to be are they going to have a winning record?
6,000 people at their spring game last year. Not even 6,000. I mean, you couldn't even see people.
Right.
60,000 people.
It was 42.
And
between 42 and 45.
People all around.
Right.
I mean, he's going to be just fine.
You know what people do also? People like to stand around and look at a car wreck, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it a good thing.
What he did at a smaller school.
Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly, but that's
right.
That's the problem. The kids he's going to get to come to Colorado are kids that want to get in the NFL. And the kids that he had down there, he put them in the NFL.
So Colorado football is not a college athlete program where you are going to school to get an education.
Right.
It is now an NFL mill.
No, it's Alabama, Auburn, Oklahoma, Texas.
Okay, as long as we're just agreeing.
Last time I checked, none of those guys give a crap about who's graduating from their school.
All right.
They give a crap about wins and losses. And here's my difference between Deion Sanders and Nick Saban. I think there's been times that Nick Saban has...
I can give you a list of differences.
That have stared across the table from him, and he's just outright lied to them. Deion doesn't do that. Deion's like, I'm going to give you guys a chance because that's what I do. People gave me a chance. I'm going to give you a chance.
Okay.
You don't take this chance, you don't work hard, and you don't do that, you'll be out the door.
Okay. Fan of Deion in a cowboy hat or not?
When he's in Colorado, absolutely. He's a cowboy. He's a Dallas Cowboy.
All right.
He's probably, somebody asked me that this weekend too. Is he more known from the Atlanta Falcons or the Cowboys? I think he was a better football player for the Atlanta Falcons. He was crazy because he's punt returns and all of that.
Right.
His notoriety and winning came with the Dallas Cowboys. He changed that Dallas Cowboys.
When he
team.
Was with the Falcons, wasn't that when he played an MLB game and an NFL game the same day or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, him and Bo Jackson, two of the greatest athletes of all time, to be able, because those two things don't go together. Playing football and playing baseball don't go together. You know, playing football and being a NCAA championship wrestler go together.
Oh, I'd love to see Aaron Judge suit up as a tight end and let him go.
Oh, I know.
Go 12 yards out.
How would you like to stand in front of him as he comes and dunks on you too?
Oh, his poor knees.
I mean, he's got I know that you're not on the listen. Colorado has not been relevant for 15 years, and they're relevant in a heartbeat. That's what it is. Now he can't go anywhere. He just can't go anywhere. Florida's never going to hire him. Florida State's never going to hire him, even though he was a Seminole. It's just, it's too much.
Yeah, he'd fit at Miami, though.
He wouldn't play it. I mean, I don't think he would coach at Florida either.
Right.
But it is what he does, and he's up front. See, Nick Saban,
Colorado is Deion's. This is his glass ceiling. Unless he wins and wins big, then he can do whatever he wants.
If he has back-to-back-to-back 8-9 win seasons at Colorado, then he can have any job he wants. That's all he has to do. Because there's no resources
8-9,
there.
8-9, they're okay with it.
Yeah, there's no resources there. The only resource that
this
school
doesn't turn into
is him.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You look at their basketball team, nothing. All their sports, he comes in, he changes everything.
Right.
That's his – he's a shining star that comes in. He will never leave a place worse off than when he came in.
I agree.
Now, can he – The thing is can he keep the people around him he has coaching with him on board, and you have to put up with Deion?
Right.
Because that's the one thing, and I will give you that times 1,000. There's no better self-promoter in the world than Deion Sanders.
Well, the primetime was the moniker for a reason.
Yep.
But here's my thing. Okay, I'm getting kind of, full of the circus. Now give me substance.
We can't show you substance yet.
And
they've never had a circus. That's his thing. Hey, I got to figure out a way to get 45,000 people in here. Okay, done. So he has that part done.
Right.
I have to get kids to be able to transfer here, and I have to get my pick of the litter. And he had a great recruiting class. He had a top 15 recruiting class at the place he came from, and he pretty much brought all them with him. And not to shove this up there too, but his son has a pretty good chance of being the starting quarterback because he'd had a pretty good chance of being a starting quarterback at a lot of different colleges because he wasn't going to play for his dad down there. Right. It wasn't big enough.
Right.
It wasn't in a big enough conference.
Right.
Now, I think the biggest thing that Colorado has, I, for one, still believe that the Pac-12 is not relevant. And as soon as USC and UCLA leaves, even more not relevant. And so...
Yeah, because, they're even talking again. We're getting into this where we start talking about it. Big Ten is looking at Washington and Arizona, correct?
No, the ones that corridor, Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado, they would go Big 12.
They'd go as a package.
Yeah, you can't. Big Ten can get Stanford. They can get Washington. And there's a couple. Remember, you have to remember they have to have that designation. on the educational side of right. their, of the school as well. That's right. why USC and UCLA went right in.
Right.
So, and that, that document is not anything special. It's just, they are, what's the,
I know it's
ER and you know, it's a,
right, right. It's a,
A working
to me, it's like U-Trip. I mean, it's a U-SSSA, but it's not. But it's right.
It's right. a designation because of right. their academic excellence that they want from right. the university.
Iowa is, Iowa State isn't.
Iowa State gave theirs up.
Exactly.
Yes, because exactly. it didn't fit into their natural academia there. And,
all
right. and had it, but didn't.
To give you, let your little mind work around this, obviously the Colorado stuff, spring games, we've kind of talked about that. How the XFL playoffs are falling into place, it kind of cracks me up. There's a lot of similarities to what we saw in the NFL playoffs about not all the best teams are in it yep. because of how things are structured. Cubs, iCubs, which we'll talk about. We spent a little time at Wakanda. Yesterday.
We did. We'll have to talk about that.
The two gentlemen from the Register we were able to spend time with, good dudes. Obviously, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers, NBA playoffs. I think the NFL draft is coming.
Yeah, that's our big one. That's going to be a focus. We'll do a little bit with that with B. Maybe we'll start the 5 o'clock hour, just kind of going over like the first five or six picks.
Exactly.
Just a quick one here. This has something to do with you as well. So today, I went down to Westside Auto, took the plates off the 2007 Ford Expedition.
No, I meant to talk to you about that last night.
Yeah, you Oops. Did.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Well, we were supposed to talk before and last night.
So the Expedition is going to Teen Challenge, Sheepgate Auto Donation
That's
for Teen,
awesome.
Teen
yep.
Challenge.
Yep.
The guy was excited. I told him we were going to talk about him on the radio. He goes, I love listening to Sports
there
Talk
you go.
Radio. It's a great place for it to be. They're going to fix it up, and it's going to be able to take kids around. I'm in.
It's big enough, too.
It is that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steena Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real.
To protect our oceans. And without our love.
Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Today, after the show, right into the game, you get a little pregame time. Twins, Yankees. Twins looking for second win in this. It's game two of three. So we have that going on as well. And iCubs today. Where was that one? iCubs today is a Tuesday. So it is baseball bingo and baseball bingo Tuesday. That's what it is. Tuesday.
The look that Randy gave me. I said, what's baseball bingo? He looked at me. What it sounds like, Scott. Yeah. It's bingo while watching baseball. Thank you, Randy. Thank you for the obvious.
He got her done.
All right. First read is, and usually is for me, Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs your way every day. Locations in West Des Moines, two in Ankeny, one in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award for the eighth year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC. Okay. La, la, la.
Just a...
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I didn't do that. I don't like that one, though. This is the one.
You don't like that. You do
it's
that all the time.
Strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
That's
there
the best.
There you go.
Just a couple of just odds and ends. C.J. Frederick, who had played at Iowa,
yep,
transferred from Iowa to Kentucky, got hurt, played a year, transferred again. He is at Cincinnati. He picked today. And the old Lexi Darnowski, where is she going to go? She is going to the University. I had it. I was going to say the University of. I think she's going to North Carolina. I had it.
Where? When was, okay, was this just today you saw this?
Yeah.
I guess I missed that.
For Lexi, and I thought I took a pic of it, but I must not have. I think she's going to North Carolina. Nope, there it is, right there. Lexi Donarski, North Carolina Tar Heel. That's interesting. Not a bad basketball team. Interesting. And Iowa State got a recruit, and still no anything, no talk at all about losing five recruits. Picked up one.
It was all over Twitter. They got a gal that's 6'5".
Well, I know. That's their one. They lost a lot of people. But still no talk of, oh, you know, hey, we had a rough patch here. We think we got things worked out.
What do you want?
I want to understand how you lose. You want somebody at the podium for two hours.
Telling me how you lose five people. Here's why we're right. Everything's going to be fine. Why do you need somebody to say everything's going to be fine?
Because if I don't hear that, I don't think that he's learned his lesson, and I think it can happen again, and I don't want to have it happen again. Too good a recruiting class coming in. You don't want to lose girls because of something.
Well, okay.
I just want to know if it was nothing and it was just, hey, they knew these girls were coming in.
If the recruiting class was coming in, they can't be blind to the way he coaches. They're not just looking at, well, he's got a really good record.
Well, there's a really lot of difference between when they recruit you and when they coach you.
It's called the show home effect. I'm very, very aware of it.
Yes. So, yeah, it still bothers me. It doesn't mean that I love Bill Finley. But it is too competitive that you can't have a disadvantage. And I'm telling you, the same thing's happening. It's a disadvantage. And they're getting some, they got a couple of transfer portal guys. But when you lose people how you did up in Iowa City, it's difficult. I mean, it really is. And you have to nip it in the bud and you have to be able to, you know, so maybe we did a couple of things wrong. And, you know, hey, it's okay. Here's what I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear my offensive coordinator go, yeah, we're not going to change anything. We're just going to try to do them better. Well, if you could do them better, don't you think you could have done it better last year during the football season?
That's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him. That's a bold one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, we're fine. We just need to do it better. Yeah. I hear that a lot. Everything's okay. Just need to do it better.
Nothing to see here. Everything's fine.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Okay. So you have a family. You have family members that are Green Bay Packers fans. Upset that no longer Aaron Rodgers is a Green Bay Packer?
I think we really haven't discussed it much. I think it's kind of a snapshot of the Green Bay Packer Nation, if you will.
Right.
Because everyone is just so sick and tired of it.
They don't want to talk about it anymore. I couldn't either.
It'd be like having
people ask me about Iowa State all the time.
What's going on with Iowa State women's basketball?
I don't know.
Some of the stats went out. We went from Brett Favre, Hall of Famer, to Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Famer. Had some really good MVP. It's decades of
Jordy Love. I think Jordan Love's going to be a good quarterback.
I think
he's not going to be anywhere near
LaFleur being able to actually coach the team he wants to. You're going to see a different look with Green Bay.
Right.
But I think what's, believe it or not, I think the Chicago Bears are actually up and coming. I think Detroit is a heck of a lot better team than it just you say it and then it takes you a minute, you shake your head and go, wait a minute. It's not Detroit of yore. They're a good team.
Going to town, Mr. Dan Campbell.
So, I mean, for Pete's sakes.
I think the worst team
Minnesota had the best
is Minnesota, because I don't know what their future is. This is Kirk Cousins' last year. He's not going to be in Minnesota another year. The people in Minneapolis will burn the building down if they pay him another contract.
Okay. Did you think?
I do not believe that, though. I believe that he's a good quarterback. I believe that right now, today, and I'm a Brock Purdy fan, if you took Kirk Cousins and you gave him Kyle Shanahan, they could win Super Bowls for the next couple of years. I don't know if they can do that with Brock Purdy, and I don't know how healthy Brock Purdy is. Okay.
Again, we go, Kirk Cousins doesn't have to be Pat Mahomes and make things and be the magician and make things happen left and right. He has to be, don't turn the ball over, execute the plan, and don't make mistakes.
And he could do that. I mean, I truly believe that if San Francisco figures out that Brock Purdy is good, which is amazing for the last an irrelevant person to be a quarterback and be good.
Right.
And he goes, you know what? We didn't like Jimmy Garoppolo because, man, we had to, our offense, we had to hone it way down. Even though he was a really
good quarterback. Some other people said it was simplified.
Right.
Yes.
And really good looking kid. Might not be a studier. I don't know. I could see that he has to go someplace. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan before, they were the Redskins then. They're the Commanders. I hate calling them Redskins anyway. But the command, he worked there before with him before he went to Minnesota. So I don't know.
Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, he's that type of quarterback, and I just don't think that Minnesota uses him in the correct way. And last year, the most difficult thing, and here's, this is a great thing about San Francisco, right? You have five or six people to throw to, and none of them get upset if they don't get thrown to. Now Justin Jefferson has this expectation, and Justin Jefferson wants 100 catches a year. That's tough to do when
also
you're a quarterback.
It gets a pay differential if he gets 100 catches.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's how it's – and you can tell the guys that are set up that way of hey, you're hitting my pocketbook because you're not giving me my touches.
Right.
You know,
and that's the tough part, right?
It is the tough part.
And that's the tough part for running backs. They need touches to make money, and most teams carry two and rotate them in and out so they don't get hurt. I mean, that works. But I agree with you that Aaron Rodgers put that whole town upside down.
Okay, I'm looking at my – as I wrote it down in my notes about Aaron Rodgers going to the New York Jets. Did they – is it the super team that they think it is with everything that they've done?
They have
– I think Breece Hall is huge because
– Garrett Wilson is amazing.
He comes back.
They have two tight ends that are amazing.
Alan Lazard, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, Alan Lazard being there. I mean, it is – their defense is really, really good. The only thing that they didn't have was a quarterback that knew what he was doing. They had flashes. Both of them had flashes of really big plays. But when you just needed a – hey, we need a first down. They were still going, hey, big play. And it didn't work. That doesn't work in the NFL very well. So
about the AFC East right now with expectations. The Buffalo Bills still have expectations. I think they are going to be one of the most problematic teams because I hate to think that the wave, you know, has kind of gone past of when they were supposed to strike when the iron was hot, if you know what I mean.
See, that's another one of these teams in the NFL that I do not think has a coach that can get them any further than they already has.
Right.
I think they drop down a couple of games.
You like the coach for the Jets? I think it's going to be
I would tell you right now that's a 12, the Jets are a 12 win team if they didn't have Robert Saleh as their coach. I love that he's a great defensive coordinator. You know my feelings on defensive coordinators.
They
manage going their way, or when their defense, and they don't know what to do when their defense gets humbled. And all defenses get humbled at least once or twice a year. And he doesn't know what to do. And I don't – now, last year, they didn't have a good enough offensive coordinator to make these young kids understand what they needed to do. Now, Nathaniel Hackett isn't any better than either one of those two guys. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need somebody telling him what to do. He knows. And that's going to be a filling out process. How good the New York Jets are going to be is how many weeks, days, or minutes Aaron Rodgers spends with them in the point leading up before they have to report.
If Aaron Rodgers comes out in a press conference to the fan base in New York and spells out, relax, I don't think he's going to get the same reaction as he did in Green Bay.
That's his biggest thing that he's going to do. The people in New York, the biggest way to get your name out there in New York right now is breaking him. And they're going to do everything in their power to break him.
How soon before on the cover of some magazine or on the clickbait on stuff, do they put a Joe Namath white fur coat on Aaron Rodgers and say, you know, he's here, you know, type of deal?
How cool was it that he didn't take 12? He took 8.
His college number.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought that was that's the first smart thing I've seen Aaron Rodgers do in a while. I thought last year was an abomination.
Do you think that was a smart thing, or do you think that that was a financial negotiation?
No, I think it was a smart thing because I don't think he even wanted to be in the aura of Joe Namath because I think he knows that he may be able to do that.
A diminished spotlight is not a spotlight for Aaron Rodgers.
No, no matter what he does, he's never going to be Broadway Joe because Broadway Joe has one thing on him. Broadway Joe knew how to treat the reporters around him, and he got ones that he knew because either he knew something on them or they were out partying or whatever, and they didn't write bad things about him. For the New York media, that's Stephen A. Smith is going to complain on ESPN every morning about Aaron Rodgers, no matter if he's winning or losing.
Right.
And here's the great thing. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers cares. Brett Favre cared. A lot of people, you know, they care, you know. Patrick Mahomes doesn't care. But you have
it rolls, yeah. It does roll
Kirk
off.
Kirk Cousins cares, you know. You see that. I think Tua's his own guy. I don't think he cares. I mean, I think Joe Burrow could care less. Even I mean, he's just.
I agree with that.
You're gonna yell at me. Who? Hold on. Grab a beer. Grab a cigar and go. Now yell at me all you want because I got two things I really like and I got you that I don't like and I'm happy.
You are white noise to me.
Yep. But I think they have a great chance, but I don't like their coach. To win big games, I don't think he knows how.
For the Jets?
Yes.
Are they relying on the fact that they've got Aaron Rodgers now? They think he's he's smart enough to win the big game?
They didn't have a quarterback that can complete a pass. Zach Wilson was picked. I mean, talk about now when you look back at it. They wasted the third pick in the NFL draft. His deal is, if you let everybody run down the field 50 yards, I can do that.
Right.
Somebody coming across the middle with a guy in my face, I wilt and fumble. I mean that's his and Mike White, who is with you.
Yeah, he's the backup to Tua, which he's gonna see some playing time.
You give him a clean pocket and with the wide receivers that the Dolphins have, he'll be good. You know what people are gonna see after one film? Don't give him a clean pocket. I mean the great quarterbacks in the NFL right
now. I don't know.
Now,
I think Mike McDaniel's going to do some good things with him.
I think so.
You
just have to work it. And he's not used to Mike White's not used to working that because he didn't have anybody.
Right.
They were bad.
Isn't it interesting though? The AFC East, the team that we not is irrelevant, but the team of I guess non-concern, New England Patriots.
I know it, and. I wouldn't be surprised if they won four games, and I wouldn't be surprised if they won 12. I don't know.
Right.
You never know because you just don't know. They just don't
know. Well, I will tell you this.
They don't line up with talent anywhere.
The New York Jets are a time bomb. If they lose two or three in a row, holy Lord.
And here's the really funny.
They're not going to run the table.
7-3 last year. Mm-hmm. Rolling.
Yep.
What happened? Everybody forgets. They point to the quarterback. What happened? Brees Hall.
Brees Hall
hurt his knee.
Yeah.
The minute Brees Hall wasn't there, went away.
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
And what a cool thing for Brees Hall, and he knows it. I mean, he took a couple mental.
Aaron Rodgers known for using a running back?
He loves his running back. If his running back loves him,
he's all good.
You betcha. You're listening to Steen on. No, we're not. We're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're listening to it live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Scott and I'll be back. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Last segment of this first hour already. Time flying. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here. Scott sitting across from me.
I'm here.
How you doing, buddy?
Typing away.
There you go. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Minnesota Twins baseball. 6 o'clock tonight against the Yankees. Twitter is at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls is a Iowa intelligent building solution company, provides design, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, Go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Woodman Controls, and I'm knocking on wood, is kind of boring when it's 50 degrees out and 40 degrees at night because of none of our stuff. But boy, when it gets really, really cold, and boy, when it gets really, really warm.
Yeah,
it is when you nice have, to
you have clinics that you have to keep at a certain level.
Automation so, yeah. is a good thing, and they're a great, great company. iCubs baseball bingo and Tuesday, two for Tuesdays tonight. So get out there, enjoy. The weather's pretty nice. We have a freeze warning coming up, but
overnight. But
yeah, I think it is. Let's see.
But we're on upward
tick.
The
happy hour sports weather forecast for this evening for a 6:38. It's going to be a 61 degrees, and by the time it's over, it'll be about 49. So maybe a stocking cap, coat,
hoodie.
There you go.
Go down to, I'm sure Randy would be just fine if you go down to the shop on the corner.
Yep. You can warm up a little bit.
Buy some iCub apparel. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I think we're both very welcoming to see what Aaron Rodgers does with New York media. I think that's going to be funny. I don't like it. I don't like that media try to get you in. I don't like that athletes like to get you on. I mean, it just.
Right. But
you have rules. You don't see and college coaches do the same thing. NFL coaches do the same thing. The thing that they forget is all their money they're banking is TV money. That's what people like to see. They like to see their coaches and players interviewed, and they like to see them, and they like to have them be asked questions that they have to answer. And I don't think that is it is that difficult a thing to have that happen. Here are the three finalists. A little NBA stuff. Paolo Banchero, Orlando. Jalen Williams with the Thunder, both of them very good basketball players, and Walker Kessler, who if I put my finger over and I didn't show you they were in a jersey, Walker Kessler looks like he is working at an automotive shop somewhere for the Utah Jazz, but he is in the running and has a pretty good shot of winning Rookie of the Year. Had a really great year for the Utah Jazz. It's funny when you see they don't match up. And one last NBA. So I have a picture here of De'Aaron Fox, who says he broke the tip of one of his fingers.
Yeah, I heard. Ugh.
Gross. He said, there's no ifs, ands, or but I'm playing. And then you swing that over to the LA Clippers, and no one's heard anything from Leonard. He says he's not playing. They don't know what's wrong. He hasn't. Nobody is. The team hasn't said what's wrong. He hasn't said. He just has an injury.
He's kind of a different cat, isn't he?
He is a way different cat. Way, way, way different cat.
All right. So since we touched on, let's do this. All right. So we've got the Heat leads a series over the Bucks. The number 8 Heat against the number 1 Bucks leads a series 3-1.
It was almost 2-2 last night, and then Jimmy Butler went off. He had 21 in the first. And 23 or 24 in the fourth.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting commentary on that today because they have Drew Holiday trying to guard him and Jay Will on ESPN and DA on CBS is saying in the fourth quarter, he's at 10 points in the fourth quarter. Giannis, bad back or not, Giannis has got to go guard him. Somebody has to go do something and stop that. That's bad coaching, and it's bad from a leadership standpoint for Giannis. Giannis always says, you know, we need to step up. Well, he needed to step up, and even if the coach didn't know, Giannis has the ability to override him. Mm-hmm. LeBron has the ability to override his coach. Michael Jordan had the ability. Kobe Bryant had the ability. You know, there are some people out there that have that ability to go, you know what? He is getting eaten alive. I'll guard him.
Right.
Or funnel him to me. Don't let
him. Because the opposition knows and they're going after it.
Yeah. So and that's interesting. But that right. that game with a broken finger with De'Aaron Fox, that's Golden State. They're 2-2 in Memphis.
Which yeah, because they
Kings
were
Kings have a home game,
right?
And they need to win that game. They go down 3-2. Golden State's winning that series.
Right. I was gonna say Golden State was down.
Yeah, yeah. They just got it back to 2-2.
Right.
That's a team that nobody wants to face. If they get out of this series with Sacramento, who is younger, faster, stronger than they are, nobody else in the Western Conference is younger, faster, stronger. It's going to be interesting.
Let's see here. The Cavaliers, Knicks. Knicks lead that series 3-1. 76ers and the Nets. 76ers are 4-0 and won that series.
But they don't know if they're going to have Joel Embiid.
Right.
Because he hurt his knee.
So then we've got Celtics, Atlanta Hawks. That's a
3-1 series.
Right. That's on tonight. 3-1. Celtics are leading that one. Nuggets, Timberwolves. That's a 8 o'clock game tonight, game 5. And the Nuggets lead the series 3-1 on that one. Suns and Clippers.
It's 3-1.
Suns are leading the series 3-1. That's a 9 o'clock game tonight. 2-2, like you just said, Kings and Warriors, which Warriors are battling back. That, what was it? Game, when was it? 23rd, a couple days ago. That was a 126 to 125 game for the Warriors to
and
win.
And Harrison Barnes had a shot, missed it, blanked it. Interesting.
And then the last one is Lakers and Grizzlies, the number 2 Grizzlies against the number 7 seed Lakers. The Lakers lead it 3-1.
Yeah. And
did somebody poke the bear, perhaps?
Well, he poked the bear, and they let LeBron up two run all the way down the floor and shoot a layup last night with no time left to take it into overtime. You got to win that game. It's plain and simple. Memphis wins that game. It's 2-2. I would take Memphis.
Wait, did you just put on your foil hat and say there's a conspiracy to have the Lakers make sure they're in there?
No, I just I think it's just poor – there in these playoffs, I think the one thing that I've seen in these playoffs that you haven't seen in the past with your Phil Jacksons and right. Steve, I think Steve Kerr has made some horrendous mistakes in coaching. I think coaching has been horrible. I mean, they don't stop runs. They call timeouts for no apparent reason. It's kind of after the greatness that we saw in the NCAA tournament, both on the men's and women's side, with coaching and
the
decision making,
the parity, the
and all of that.
Yes.
And the people that are getting paid millions of dollars have no clue.
Okay, but
they just throw the ball out and go.
Obviously, this is about the same as we were last year. We went from not really having a lot to now we are perimeter fans when it comes to the NBA. I mean, we obviously always talk about it. It's the 23 to 30 in that group of sons and nephews and stuff like that, but. We're talking first round. Now we're talking about it. Now you and I will start actually.